This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Foxconn has chosen the site of its future Wisconsin factory. In a report released by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the new site will be Mount Pleasant. The Taiwanese tech company was set to announce that location tomorrow. Laurel White joins us now. She's a state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Laurel, this information obtained a little bit before it was looks like supposed to be to the public, saying that Mount Pleasant is the site that's been chosen. Tell us more about where this information came from.
So this has been a really fast-moving story over the past couple hours. So we just got the announcement about the site selection press availability. So we got the release saying, hey, we're going to announce the Foxconn site in Sturtevant tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. So we were all kind of getting ready for that, for it to be made official tomorrow morning. And then the Journal Sentinel broke this story that the location is going to be in the southwestern corner of Mount Pleasant. Now, they're basing their reporting. This hasn't been confirmed by Foxconn officials or anybody in the Walker administration or anything like that. They're basing their reporting on some interviews that they started doing way back in the summer with property owners in the area who were being offered money to buy their land, presumably for the Foxconn facility.
And it sounds like a representative of Pitts Brothers and Associates, it's a Kenosha real estate firm, have been approaching landowners looking for property and buying up property. So this has been going on for a bit. Do we know how much property has been needed?
So a lot. I was concerned you were going to ask that question because I don't remember the exact acreage that the Foxconn facility is going to need. I know that it's 11 Lambeau fields. So that's a statistic that the governor's been throwing out a lot. So that's quite a few acres. And we do know also from the Journal Sentinel reporting that that real estate firm was offering landowners, according to their reporting and their conversations with the landowners, $50,000 an acre, which is substantially more than the average price per acre in that area. The Journal Sentinel says it was about $8,000 an acre. So a hefty price for these Mount Pleasant farmers for their land that will be taken over, we think, according to this reporting by Foxconn.
And Laurel, take us back a little bit, if you would. Initially, Kenosha was the name that kept getting floated. Kenosha dropped its bid, and now we're at Mount Pleasant, reportedly. Tell us what happened and why Kenosha dropped out.
Well, we always knew that it was going to be Racine County or Kenosha County, kind of that southwestern part, the southern part of Wisconsin, for the Foxconn facility. But as negotiations evolved and kind of things became a little bit more clear about what was going to be required of municipalities if Foxconn located in their area, the city of Kenosha, the Kenosha area, actually dropped out of the Foxconn bidding process. The land that had been investigated there, I believe, was around the town of Paris in Kenosha County. And it was kind of a similar situation where a real estate firm was going and offering money to landowners. But then last month, Kenosha said, hey, this is just going to be too expensive, we think, for our local governments to foot the bill for some of the infrastructure developments related to Foxconn. And we're just not feeling comfortable getting into that situation. So they bowed out, and that left Racine County and this Mount Pleasant opportunity, really the only one in the running for Foxconn. So that seems to be what's gotten wrapped up here.
And it looks like we should get the official news tomorrow, some unofficial news, which will verify, of course, tomorrow, about Foxconn being located, the plant in Mount Pleasant. Laurel, thanks so much for getting us up to speed on that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Right now, another installment in our series State of Change, a collaborative effort between Central Wisconsin farmers and lakefront homeowners, is working to solve one of the region's persistent environmental problems. As Glenn Moberg reports, they're working to eliminate blue-green algae in the Wisconsin River watershed.
In August of 2016, Rick Georgeson was livid about the blue-green algae in front of his home on Lake Peatonwell, a flowage on the Wisconsin River.
Light green, dark green, it's sticking to the rocks, it's floating in mats out on the lake. It smells like raw sewage. It stinks.
Blue-green algae is a kind of bacteria that grows on surface water because of hot weather and phosphorus pollution. It can cause serious sickness if ingested. That summer, it killed a dog that swam in a nearby lake. One year later, it's a different scene. Families are fishing in the harbor, and Rick Georgeson is sitting in a pontoon boat, smiling.
The water has been about the best it's been in many, many years. It's been a cool summer.
But while the algae isn't as bad this year, it's still a chronic problem for Petenwell and the Castle Rock flowage to the south. Georgeson guides the pontoon into the open water. 2 miles down the coast, there it is, a bright green ooze on the surface. He says in hot summers, the algae can drive tourists away.
We've seen people come to the beach and open the car door. The kids get out and run down to see the water. They get back in and leave. It's just sad.
Georgeson is the president of an environmental homeowners group called the Petenwell and Castle Rock Stewards, or Packers. They've reached out to local farmers to try to stop the phosphorus fertilizer runoff that is feeding the algae. Georgeson organized a meeting at the technical college, and that's where he met the head of the Portage County Farm Bureau, John Aaron.
And he shakes my hand, and he says, "Tell you what, if you bring the lake people up to my farm, I'll bring the farmers to the lake."
We could use some rain, just not all at one time.
32 miles to the north on his 800-acre farm, John Aaron talks with UW Extension Ag agent Ken Schrader about that first meeting with Georgeson.
Rick kind of leaned over and said hi, and I was like, you know, maybe you guys aren't as scary as people thought you were. We really have common goals.
The big common goal is stopping phosphorus fertilizer runoff.
We want to keep nutrients and soil on the land. Obviously, as a farmer, we don't want to see runoff and see the fertilizer that we've spent money to apply leave our property.
Aaron and Schrader think the answer lies in no-till agriculture and cover crops. It means not digging up the soil in the spring and sowing the seeds directly into a root mass formed by a cover crop that's planted in the fall. Schrader says it's soil protection.
The point with cover crops is we want to cover that soil and prevent the water from splashing on that soil and moving it downstream.
We're not digging up the soil in fall, and we're not digging it up in spring.
We climb into John Aaron's truck, and he drives into a field of healthy soybeans planted during an unusually wet spring using no-till and a cover crop. A plowed field nearby was too muddy to plant.
With the crazy weather we've had, I really wasn't delayed much with planting. With the amount of root mass we had, it was able to hold the equipment. We were able to plant into it.
Ag agent Schrader says the techniques will be even more important as the climate continues to warm.
With the climate change and the heavier rains coming that are 1 inch plus, it's a challenge keeping soil in place.
Aaron and Schrader say what's good for local farms is good for Lake Petenwell.
Definitely a win-win. Everything we can do to retain soil nutrients on our property is a win for us, and it's a win for the Petenwell and Castle Rock Stewards.
The way we're going to get things done is everybody working together, coming to the table, talking about it, and supporting each other.
Lakefront homeowner Rick Georgeson agrees.
I'm very hopeful for the future. They win by keeping the soil in their land, and as a result, the water's cleaner.
Instead of being adversaries, farmers and environmentalists here have discovered that they can solve a common problem by being friends and partners. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.
This story is part of a year-long reporting project at WPR called State of Change, Water, Food, and the Future of Wisconsin. Find stories on Morning Edition, All Things Considered, the Ideas Network, and online at WPR/change. Coming up, we'll look at health in our series First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.